MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. Longtime Republican Senator Gay Kernan announcing her resignation from the New Mexico State Senate effective August 1st. Lee County Board of County Commissioners may fill the vacancy left in District 42, which represents central Lee County as well as portions of Chavez and Eddy counties by appointment. At a special meeting held yesterday, they approved a resolution approving the selection process to fill the vacancy. If interested, submit a letter of interest to the Lee County Board of County Commissioners by either hand-delivering the letter to Human Resources 100 North Main Street, first floor of Lovington by Wednesday, August the 2nd. Well, Tuesday was day two of the trial for former University of New Mexico athletic director Paul Krebs. He's facing two counts of embezzlement tied to a 2015 golf trip to Scotland where potential donors had their trip paid for by UNM. It comes 6 years after questionable spending by former athletics director. Krebs also accused of using UNM funds to reimburse the Lobo Club and Athletics Booster Foundation for the deposit on the trip. Former UNM football player and former Lobo Club executive director Cole McCammy took the stand Monday. He told prosecutors Krebs urged him to find more donors to go on the trip by offering them a discount. The trial expected to last through the end of the week. Friends of an Alamogordo police officer who died after being shot while he was chasing a suspect Saturday said he was a good policeman whose bravery was unmatched. Anthony Ferguson shot in the face by 26-year-old Dominic DiLao. He fled a traffic stop for driving without head and tail lights. DiLao reportedly fired a sawed-off shotgun at Ferguson. A different officer fired his weapon towards DiLao, and he was struck on the leg, later taken into custody. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.